then precisely 7.5 minutes after that, you're going to bring us two more. Then two more after that every 5 minutes until one of us passes out.
And if they focus on anything other than that, it's going to be a problem.
This is the Gregeth and Hooks Show.
That's like a prerequisite to being at this level.
Standing on the corners popping, to driving some of the hottest cars New Yorkers ever seen, for dropping some of the hottest verses rappers ever heard. From the dope spot with the smoke block, clinging the murder scene.
Welcome back to Gregeth and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5, 1480. We're going to bring in Dave calling the show. Dave, what's up, my brother? How you doing, man?
Oh, hey.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, Bill. Okay. I'm just, staying inside in Lincoln here. I'm back in my house at Lincoln, let my dogs out in the backyard, so, you know. But, if I was back in Vegas, it would be worse. You can't even go outside. You get fined. So, you know, only non-essential or essential businesses can stay open, and the governor's really hacking down on that. I've seen, read newspapers where, people are out in the park and police are, giving them citations. So, but anyway, this is something I've never thought I'd see in my lifetime, mm-hmm. And it's crazy. And, small towns, let's just say there's no football. That would absolutely devastate Lincoln. The financial hit would be huge, mm-hmm. Just the revenue. But anyway, I thought I'd just, you guys mentioned Vegas, and I thought I would just, call in. Hey, I had a friend of mine move out there once. I got him a job at the front desk in Caesars. He lasted 2 months. He went through like $10,000 in 2 months
with his
money. And, it was a lady, there was a vice president of hotel operations at Caesars. Her and her two sons used to come into Nike Town to buy stuff. And I was asking her, she was asking me if I ever wanted to work at Caesars. I said, no, this is a good job at Nike. I said, well, I might have a friend, and needs a job. And I got him a job out there, and the idiot couldn't save his money. So, but
hey, man, when I worked at Best Buy, I couldn't save my money either. I understand that. That happens.
Oh, yeah. Shoot, yes. If I worked at Best Buy, my money would all go to DVDs.
TVs and everything else you could think of.
I mean, I'm a movie hawk. I got 1,938 movies on DVD, Yeah, I'm that person that goes to Walmart and looks in the $5 bin for like a half an hour,
Oh, but, yeah. JP does you guys, that, too.
Yeah, you guys take care, okay?
Hey, appreciate you, brother. Be safe,
man.
Okay, you ties, too. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Good call from me. God, I love that guy. He's such a good dude, man. He's nice enough to call the show, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
When I worked at Best Buy, boy, I can't tell you how much money I wasted. It was so stupid, for no reason whatsoever. But you work there, and you get a discount, so you might as well. Not to mention, we used to play. This is back, way back in the day when you'd be playing NCAA football with your buddies, and you'd be in a dynasty with, seven other teams, seven other people are playing, and you'd lose some stupid game to some team you shouldn't. And we used to, because we all worked at Best Buy, so we got the controllers for, $21. So we used to just break these things on the floor and against the wall. And, oh, God, if you knew, it was going bad. We had a 70-inch projection TV that we used to play football on, and it was I don't even want to know how many of those things I bought.
That's kind of like my my lovely wife, Stacy, back when we were in college, she took a job over at Michael's, the craft store, right?
Oh, yeah.
And she would just come home randomly with just bags. She was very crafty back then, and because we were just
anymore?
She is, but we just don't do it as much. But newly married and stuff like that. But
she
I'm like,
crafting.
How much money did you make this last couple of weeks? And she goes, didn't you see the 8 bags I brought in?
That'll happen, man. You got to be careful. When you work at places where you get really nice discounts, it's fun, but you also waste that money real quick. people tweeting in. They love them some Dave, by the way. Dave is getting some love on Twitter. People also tweet me. I shot out, by the way, Bud Light, if you're a Chiefs fan, Bud Light's got a pretty sweet Chiefs Kingdom champions with the date. They're the Rockets. They're not the regular cans, but they're like the rockets that you can get for the Bud Light. They're pretty cool. I shot out a picture at Husker_Nick if you want to check that out and see what's going on. Hey, yesterday we were talking about our top five, bottom five kind of thing for the NFL as ESPN put that out. And I mentioned as we were going off air that I really like Tampa Bay. I think they got a good setup for Tom Brady. I know their offensive line isn't great right now, and they got to bring in a tackle and bring in a few things. But Brady's made a whole career getting that ball out quick. And if you ask me, Mike Evans, the one thing he's never really got to do is show that yards after the catch. And I think Mike Evans is going to be a yards after the catch monster next season.
Yeah, I think what you're going to see is a lot what you see in those good quarterbacks and those systems, that he will be able to catch the football with more space, right? Not being blanketed so much and the routes that they're going
to
run.
Well, and Brady will get it to him when he knows what the coverage looks like.
Yes.
And it's going to be open, and he'll manipulate the defense a little bit more too.
Yes, absolutely. But I see him catching a lot of the balls in space and having so much more room to operate and not just becoming this. It, essentially, what it became with Evans a lot was he's just this big go deep threat kind of guy.
Yeah.
He'll turn into a full, more complete receiver under Tom Brady.
One of the things that we never talked about with Brady being down at Tampa Bay, and I'm curious what you think of this, Hooks, who's going to be the Julian Edelman? Because Brady seemingly, if you look at last season, and part of it might be because of personnel, and now he's got different personnel. I'm sure Brady knows he's going to have to spend all offseason working on that deep ball, working on his timing, his, you know, three-step drop, five-step drop, and getting the ball out up the sideline on time with his arm strength that he has at 42 to get it up the sideline. But who's going to be, because if you look last year, he was a between-the-hashes guy. And you could basically cheat your corners and you could cheat safeties to the middle, and you knew Brady, everything had to be right in front of him, and he was going to get the ball underneath and he's going to get it out to his guys in the middle of the field. He has a whole bunch of boundary players now. He does have two good tight ends, though. But who's going to be the Edelman type guy,
you know,
on this team?
That
might be their draft. That might be who they got to find in the first few rounds.
That might be their draft as well. Like, I think I was going to say that might be their draft, but you do have those two tight ends who can cover some middle of the field and things like that. But how much of this are Godwin or Evans going to change the way they play a little bit too? Is it more Godwin that's going to change his way?
I don't know.
He plays.
They're both outside
guys.
It's a weird deal.
Or what do the setups look like? What is the, you know, the alignments look like? Are you going to see guys more inside? Are you going to see them moving around the field? Because like you said, like last year, they were just on the outside. It would just go.
Yeah, just go routes, get up the sideline, get speed
out
there.
How much of that changes under Brady in the system and how they manipulate that system, especially with two tight ends as well now?
I'm surprised that there hasn't been, and maybe there has been, but I'm surprised there hasn't been a discussion with like Detroit about Danny Amendola. I want to say Golden Tate's a free agent right now. Maybe not. But Golden Tate would be a great fit for this. He's great in the slot for that team down there. I'm surprised that right now they don't have a slot receiver. And then on the other side of it too, when you talk about the running back for Tampa Bay, this kid is in a great spot. He's a first-round draft pick, former first-round draft pick. He is now, I think you're going to see a lot of two tight end formations out of Tampa Bay. You'll get both of their talented tight ends out there. Two wide receivers, no fullback, and then you have your running back in there. And Tom Brady has zero problem just handing the ball off and letting the guy run the ball if that's what it's dictating. And I think that's going to be a big deal when it comes to what the Tampa Bay is doing next season. I have them as five, and I have the Cowboys at four. Ooh. On my – I know. I really think those are going to be the two – and the Saints. Those are going to be the three teams that are going to be kind of the class of the NFC next year, and that is me knocking down the Niners. I firmly think the Niners are going to take a little step back pre-draft. Now, if they go out and find themselves another playmaker or wide receiver, and they're able to fill in someone in the second round to get on that defensive line after losing one of their best players and trading him over to the Colts, then, okay, I can dive into that. But I just, as it is right now, I those two teams, I love what the Cowboys are doing. And don't forget they got Mike McCarthy now, right?
Yes, a seasoned vet.
McCarthy, I think, is with McCarthy there, the things that he'll do as a coach, just play clock, smart things, I think you're going to see it cleaned up enough that they're a 9-7, 10-6 team with McCarthy there without taking a jump forward with some of the players that they have.
Yeah, I like what you say there. And also, like we said, you mentioned yesterday, and I don't think people can take this lightly, is that Super Bowl hangover. effect that could get the Niners.
Real.
That's a real thing out there. But I also like McCarthy. McCarthy is a vet, man. He's a vet. He's going to game manage that thing a lot. He's going to put people in the right positions like a lot of these top NFL guys do with their system. I think what you're also going to see with that is that him developing his OC, right?
Right.
And they're going to make – I fully believe that you're going to see Zeke being the feature of that offense nonstop. Even down, you know, they got to toughen him up, whether it be in the red zone or not. But I think you're really going to see that guy being the feature of that offense, which is going to make Dak a better quarterback if they do that.
Yeah, I agree. Again, look at the defense and some of the additions they made down there in Dallas. I think their defensive line's a little more stout, too. All right, so let me ask you this, because every year we get a team that kind of comes out of nowhere. The Niners were that team this last year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a team that you like the moves they made that you think makes the playoffs next year, or is a team that is going to be a stout, tough team compared to what they are this year, or were this year, I should say, heading into the season? Who's a team you kind of project right now?
Oh, boy, man, let me look through this thing a little bit.
I think you can look in the AFC West, and if you get quality quarterback play out of either Denver or Oakland, I think those are two teams poised to take a little step forward.
Yeah,
I think both those teams are about 8-8 kind of caliber teams when the season comes around.
I like the Oakland play. I like what Oakland has done. They still have a lot to do in the draft, too. Don't forget all the picks they got.
They got
upcoming. And one of those teams out there, it's the way it's built a little bit, that some of the moves they've made, even at quarterback, I like the Colts position. I like what the Colts have done a little bit, especially in the division that they're in, because
they've added some good players.
I think you're going to get a little bit more out of Rivers based on the line that they're going to have a little bit better there. They got a nice little running game with Marlon Mack. And again, I think that's one of those things. And it's all based on what that division looks like, too. That division is a mess.
It is a mess. And I think you see Houston take a little step back this year just because. Now, here's what you're going to find out in Houston. So let me ask you, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if in the history of the NFL, if I take away the number one wide receiver who's an all-pro caliber wide receiver and it hurts the team, what is your comment on the quarterback? Probably not a great quarterback. We're going to find out if Deshaun Watson.
We're
going to
find out what he's all about right now.
I mean, think about the Patriots. You take away Randy Moss, they find other ways to get points. Tom Brady continues to be great. We've watched Russell Wilson go through 18 million wide receivers that didn't matter for him. Peyton Manning has gone through different receivers all throughout his career. He went through, and he's fine. Drew Brees, you know, he's had Marquise Colston as a number one, Michael Thomas, Cooks. Like, it's Drew Brees that helps get those guys
well,
to be great.
They're great, too. Yeah, they're great, but you're going to find out what Deshaun Watson is
yes,
to make that jump.
He doesn't have any. A great player on his offense? He doesn't have one.
No.
It's just him.
It's going to be that difference that you're talking about is the ability to adapt.
Yep.
The ability to adapt no matter who you have around you.
I'll tell you this right now. The way he plays, I hope I'm wrong because I really like him, but I think Deshaun Watson's about to hit a career high in interceptions this year.
It's possible because there's a lot of way he plays, the lack of playmakers, and he's going to be forced, and the word force is going to be big here, forced to do things that he normally doesn't do, whether it be tuck and run and go or forcing balls into windows that he can't make those throws, because those defenses are going to step up, and you're going to see a lot of corners play press, man.
I think a team that's not going to have the record to reflect it but is going to be a massively improved team is going to be Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I think year two with their quarterback. Teams are going to catch up on his running a little bit, but I think year two with that offense, and then now you add Nuck down there to play wide receiver, their defense will improve. We'll see what they get through the draft. But I think they're going to be an improved team. They're probably still going to be a 6-win team. They'll get a lot of wins out of the division because of how tough that division is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a tough team right there.
That is a really tough team.
They'll probably go 2-4 or 1-5 in the division and be so much better than that.
Yeah, you know, another team that I think is going to take a little step forward, I don't know how big the step will be, it's going to be based on the fact that they're not the darling. All the pressure will be off. They won't be talking about this team a lot, and that's the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see how that team reacts not being in the pub all the time.
Yeah, I wish they'd have got a different coach. I don't know enough about this guy. I know that Vikings fans seem to be happier than anything in the world that he's not with the Vikings anymore. But this dude that's coaching the Browns, I'll tell you this, the Browns, when you look at that roster, man, they're top to bottom. They got studs all over that offense. Two all-pro caliber running backs. They got an all-pro caliber tight end now. They've got two all-pro caliber wide receivers. Their offensive line still kind of stinks. But that Browns team, depending on what their schedule looks like this year and how it plays out, Pittsburgh is going to make a big jump if Roethlisberger's healthy. So it's going to be a really fun year. I think it's going to be really tough for the Chiefs to repeat this year, mostly because of the fact that I think the AFC has got a lot of talented teams that are in it. Hey, let's get out of here for the day, all right?
Out.
We'll get out of here. You guys, thank you so much for joining the show. Willie J back at the studio. I appreciate you, brother. Did great again today. We'll be back tomorrow. Jameson Welsh. We'll have Robin Washington on the show. I'm hitting the links over at with Hooksy over at Holmes Lake tomorrow at 12:15. So if you're out and about in that neighborhood, look for us out there, guys. Whoop. If you're looking that direction,
watch on the right or left for Mr.
Yeah, dude, hey, wherever the green is, just stand there.
Just stand
You'll
on
be
it.
Safe.
Just stand by the flag.
Yeah, stand by the flag. Safest place you can be. All right, guys. Catch you tomorrow.